Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. It's Friday. You made it. Congratulations, and we're headed into the weekend. Amen, said everybody. Today, as we prepare for the weekend, I want to talk about two things, being and doing. Being and doing. So if you jumped over to the 21st chapter of John's Gospel, beginning in verse 21, here's what you'd read. So Peter, seeing him, speaking of John, said to Jesus, Lord, and what about this man? And Jesus said to him, if I want him to remain until I come, what is that to you? You follow me. There seems to be an ongoing tension in my life, and probably yours at times, and this tension is about being and doing. The being part of me wants to wait on God's best as I contemplate Jesus. The doing part of me has a sincere sense of urgency to accomplish what God's called me to, the Lord's work, while I still have time on this earth. You see, this healthy tension of wanting to do God's will while wanting to be still in His presence causes me to question my imperfect motives. I'm reminded to serve out of quiet love, not with a loud, hey, look at me. Doing is the what behind my behavior, and being is the why behind what I do. Being and doing done well is glorifying God. Don't you have that attention every now and then? I mean, the tension within you to be godly, but to do great things. When I think about that, I recognize that Peter must have been the quintessential doer, and John was the perfect contemplative. Peter, concerned about what John was to do next, but Jesus reminding him to stay focused on his own calling. Peter would boldly proclaim the gospel to hostile crowds. John, on the other hand, would remain safe in solitude, penning all of his divine insights, having received the transcendent love of his heavenly Father. One man labored among the noisy combines of the harvest, while the other man silently sowed seed into good soil. Being is the fuel that should ignite the flame of doing the work of Christ in our life, doing the work of the gospel. In Matthew chapter 9, he begins writing in verse 37 when he says, then he, speaking of Jesus, then he said to his disciples, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field. I want to ask you to consider making being goals to support your doing goals. Cultivate character traits that complement your giftedness. For example, you might be an effective teacher or speaker, but if so, make sure to grow humor and humility into the fabric of your being. Both of those protect you from taking yourself too seriously. If you're a natural leader or skilled manager, be intentional to serve those who report to you. How can you lovingly support those who look to you for guidance? These are the questions that we have to wrestle with if we're going to wrestle to the ground the being and the doing. Be Christ's servant, and others will be attracted to the what you do. Your being legitimizes your doing. Furthermore, when we foster relationships, they will lead us to the right results. No one wants to feel used just to reach the goal. Every person is of great worth in God's eyes. You, everything around you, is great worth in God's eyes. As a result, we celebrate the accomplishments of others while we recognize their unique contribution to the body of Christ. Jealousy has no place in the hearts of those secure in whom the Lord has called them to be. We're to be secure in who the Lord has called us to be and find contentment in what He allows us to experience, and yet have the spiritual discontentment that we always want to do more. We want to become more like Him. So I would just say today on this Friday, our goal is not to be like other human beings. Our goal is to become more like Jesus in our being and in our doing. We listen to who our Father says we are to be, then we do what He says to do. 1 Corinthians, Paul writes in chapter 12, verse 26, if one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. Now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. Offer this prayer today. Father, help my doing to grow out of my being who you want me to be. My prayer for you, friend, is that you would be able to allow your doing to grow out of your being, and your being starts with the presence of Christ in your life. God bless you. I hope you have a great weekend. I'm really excited about Sunday. We're going to be teaching I Am. And so I promise you, it's a totally interactive session, and I believe it'll help you in so many ways. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye now.